Good morning, everyone. Special meeting of the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If you all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to item number three. This is discussion and possible action approval of the agenda for December the 4th, 2019. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve today's agenda.
I'll second your motion. Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda for this date. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Move along now to item number four. This discussion only will take no extra public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Do I have any committee or staff reports today? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number five. These are board comments. Commissioner Carmona, do you have any comments today?
None.
Nor do I. That'll bring us on to item number six, discussion on possible action. This is an approval of a proposed settlement agreement in the case of Melanie Keener versus Gerald Antonoro in the Story County, and Story County. Case number 2:17CV0049A-RCJ-JPC, pending in the United States District Court in the District of Nevada. Okay. In hearing this item on the agenda, District Attorney Langer and myself went ahead and attended on an almost all-day settlement conference with the federal magistrate in the federal building in Reno last Tuesday. And at the end of the day, we'd come to a settlement agreement between the plaintiff, Ms. Keener, and Pool Pack, Story County, and Sheriff Antonoro.
And just for the record, the actual attorney of record in this case is Brett South, who is here if you want to hear from him at all.
Very good. Thank you. Who represents Pool Pack. So anyway, my comments on this are that after negotiating all day in the conversation, this has been an ongoing litigation. This finally come to fruition. It's my understanding and the decision that I made in negotiations that this is in the best interest of Story County and Story County taxpayers to settle this case now and not let it go any further. And so we...
And also for the record, the sheriff was there with his attorney.
And so with that, in the summary that's been added last night to this, goes ahead and indicates that Story County's obligation in settling this matter is $80,000. And it's my recommendation that we go ahead and accept that and vote on it today.
Okay.
And Sheriff, do you have anything that you'd like to add to the record? Okay.
Okay, we can open up for public comment. There's none. Do you have any questions or comments to make on this, Commissioner Carmona?
I do not. I'm just glad to see that it's done with.
Okay. With that, then, I'll go ahead and ask that you'll motion to approve the payment to Ms. Keener in the amount of $80,000 and direct the comptroller to expedite this because time is of the essence on this because in the negotiations with the plaintiff, she would like to receive her check so that she can fund her PERS retirement account so that she can expeditiously retire.
And in the settlement agreement, that would be by December 13th, 2019.
I thought it was 31st.
That's...
Okay. Takes time for the paperwork with PERS and that, so...
We're talking about funding the check
right,
by the 13th,
right.
Not
the... The sooner the better the Story County can process this, you know, because we don't want... If we went up against the timeline, and if there was any delays because of weather or paperwork issues, that could cause a problem with the agreement of what we've come to. the agreement with Ms. Keener of her retirement as of December the 31st. So it's in the best interest of all parties that the county expedite this.
Okay. So do I need to mention the case number in the motion?
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve the proposed settlement agreement in the case of Melanie Keener versus Gerald Antonoro in Story County, case number 2:17-CV-00498-RCJ-VPC, pending in the district court for the District of Nevada.
Well, second.
And that would be the U.S. District Court?
Excuse me, United States District Court for the District of Nevada.
Thank you.
All right, and I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next up on our agenda is item number 7. It's public comment. Any public comment today? Hearing, you got public comment? Mr. Antonoro. Sheriff Antonoro.
Might have been appropriate under the last agenda item, but I figured I'd just cover it here since it's more inclusive than the last agenda item. But we understand that things may run short up here at the courthouse with security, bailiffs, stuff like that. I've already been in contact with the Justice of the Peace, and I've talked with a couple of you about that, as the Sheriff's Office will be filling in and helping out wherever we can to help alleviate any concerns or safety issues here at the courthouse. So.
Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.